As we begin to learn Sefer Shemos, we become acquainted with a new character on the stage whom we haven't met before. And that is Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. Not anymore as individuals, not anymore as a family, with a father and brothers and sisters and a family unit, but it has turned suddenly into a nation, into a Klal Yisrael, and that is what is happening over here in Sefer Shemos. Kedai to read just for a moment the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shemos. Right here at the beginning, Hishlim Hakos of Sefer Bereshis, Shu Sefer Yitzira B'chidush Ha'olam V'Yitziras Kol Neitzer. It's the creation book which deals with the creation of the physical world, and also over Mikre Ha'Ovos Kulam Shem K'inyan Yitziro L'Zaron, and it's also the Sefer which tells us about the Ovos, three individual Ovos. We're not talking yet about a nation, but these Ovos lived lives which foreshadowed that which was going to happen to their children. Mipnei shekol mikrehem tziyurei devorem lirmos lahidia kol ha'osed lo valahem. ואחרי שהשלים היציר, הסחל ספר אחר בעניין המייסה הבא מן הרמוזים ההם. ונסייח את ספר ואלה שמוס בעניין הגולוס הראשון הנגזר בפרש ובגאולו ממנו. לכן חוזה והסחל בשמוס יודה מצרים ומספורם, אף על פי שכבר נכתב זה, בעבור כי ירידו שם שם הוא רשס הגולוס, כי מאוז הוחל. Now, so the Ramban is ma'ira that really that with which Sefer Shemos starts, which is the reckoning the people who came to Mitzrayim with Yaakov, we had already learnt about that in Parshas Vayigash. So Ramban says, but here they were counted again because this is the beginning of the Golos. I'll tell you how I understand that. Why does the fact that this is the beginning of the Golos make it logical to count the names again? So I think that the difference is, and the emes is, that you see that in the Loshon of the Pasuk. Very, very interesting. What does the Pasuk say over here in Vayigash? Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael haboim mitzrayma, Yaakov uvonav. They were included in this unit, which is called Yaakov uvonav. B'chai Yaakov ruven. In other words, there's a certain unit called Yaakov uvonav. That's how the trop goes. Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael haboim mitzrayma, Yaakov uvonav. You don't want to know the names of those people who are included in that unit, B'chor Yaakov Reuven, Uvnei Reuven, and so on and so forth. It doesn't say anything, as it says over here in Shemos, Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael, it's calling them B'nei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayma, Eish Yaakov, together with Yaakov. There's not this unit anymore of Yaakov Uvonav. Yaakov Uvonav is a phrase that is descriptive of a family. So when it says in Vayigash, because in Vayigash is still in the Sefer of the Ovos, so in the time of the Ovos and from the perspective of the Ovos, we're not dealing with the Klal Yisrael, but we're dealing with a family. So the name of that family, for practical purposes, is Yaakov Uvonav. And these are the names who belong to that family. Now we're starting away from the Ovos. We're going now to the next stage in the history of Klal Yisrael. And what is that? That is the Golos Mitzrayim. That is where our history starts. And here we become B'nai Yisrael. That's a new title, which we haven't had before. And that is the nation of B'nai Yisrael. And what the Pasuk is telling us is that they came Es Yaakov, that they came together with Yaakov. Now we'll talk a little later, a few minutes down the line, we'll talk about the significance of this concept that they came Es Yaakov. But before we get to that, I want to get back to that Pasha in in Vayigashen over here, where the Hadgosha is that after they've counted all the people, the Shvotim and their various descendants and so on, so what is the end of that Pasha? Here we are. Uvnei Yosef asher yurad lo b'Mitzrayim nefesh shnoyim, kol ha-nefesh leveis Yaakov, habo Mitzrayimo shivim. The 70. Again, it's Beis Yaakov. It's not talking about Bnei Yisroel, the nation. It's talking about Beis Yaakov, Yaakov's family. So they were consisted of 70. Now, we know that the Torah makes an ikkah of that in Hazinu. B'hamcheil elyon goyim b'hafrido b'nei odam. Yatzev gevulos amim lemispa b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says over there, what does that mean? It means when the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that the family of man had to be split into various nations, till then there had been one happy family living there together, but rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in order to rectify that, the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that they were going to have to be split into various nations. So Yatzev Gevulos Amim Lemispa B'nei Yisrael. How many Amim did he make? If you look at all the names over there in Noach, you'll see that it turns out that there's 70. So he made 70 Amimim Lemispa Yatzev Gevulos Amim Lemispa B'nei Yisrael. The same as the B'nei Yisrael who came with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. They were also 70. So that's a very interesting statement. He made the Mispa of the nations. He could just have said he made them 70. But he said, no, le mispar b'nei Yisrael. What do I mean by that? Weißt du, not all 70s are created equal. What is the significance of the number 70? Well, the factors are 7 and 10. So it's really 10 times 7. What is 7? And what is 10 times 7? So 7 is the number which in the Maral system indicates physicality, the teva, that's really 6. Teva is really 6, which is north, south, east, and west, up and down. So those are the 6 perspectives of the physical world. 7 is when in the middle of that cube you have the Shechina, which means that 7, as we see from Shabbos and by Shemitah and so on, is the number which talks of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam within our physical world. That's what 7 is. Now what is 10? Now 10, we all know what 10 is. We've all waited around to daven mincha, and there were only 9 people there, and they were all milling around waiting to daven mincha, and what was in the room? 9 individuals. When the 10th one shows up, so now we can start davening. Why can we start davening? Because we've turned into a tzibur. That means that the 9 protim, which until that moment were simply individuals, they now have become a tzibur of 10, a new unit. There's 1, not anymore 9, not 10. They're not 10 individuals, there's 1 tzibur. That's what 70 is. So the pshat is like this, that we said that not all 70s are created equal, meaning by this I meant as follows, that there's a reason why the B'nai Yisrael HaBoim Mitzrayimah were 70. What was that reason? Because that is what Klal Yisrael is. When Klal Yisrael becomes a nation, so what is the nature of that nation? What is the nature of that nation is that it takes the number 7, which is the indication of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. Now that can be by individuals also. In other words, all over this, that each person can live his life in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. 10 times 7 is takes all the individuals, takes all the yechidim, of whom the ultimate tzibur is going to be made, and makes them into the tzibur. That's what 70 is. The Mispa B'nei Yisrael, which went with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, means it was now a totality, a new bria. That's how I started off the shiur today, that we're meeting a character whom we haven't met before. We haven't met in Sefer Bereishis something that's called Klal Yisrael. But that is what Klal Yisrael is, 70. It's 10 times 7. It's the unifying into a tzibur of whatever individual koichos there are in the individual people and creating a klal yisrael from that. Now, that's what the pshat is in the posuk in Hazinu. Now, what are we talking about over there? We're not talking about Yidden. We're talking about people who were just about to build a Migdal, which they wanted to go and make Milchama with the Ribbono Shel. And in order to make sure that that shouldn't happen again, the Ribbono Shel splits all these people into nations. And he makes them into 70 nations, paralleling the 70 of Klal Yisrael. Why doesn't it just say he made them 70? Because if it would have said he made them 70, I would have assumed, oh, we had 70 here and 70 there, they're equals. The Micaiah 70 is the Mispah B'nai Yisrael. That's the totality, the Tzibur of Kedusha. The Tzibur who is energized by the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in their midst. That's what that 70 is. Now, in accordance with that 70, he now made 70 here too, not because the 70 has the same meaning. The 70 doesn't have the same meaning now at all. Bechlal not. No, but then, it's the Mispa B'nai Yisrael. The battle lines are drawn. What are the battle lines? What is the mashmos of Yatzev Gevulos Amim L'Mispa B'nai Yisrael? That's a Mayur Negezach. What does it mean, B'hanchel Elyon Goyim? When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave each one his Nachalo. These 70 nations are defined by the countries in which they live. That is what defines them. That's who they are. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't come into it, at least directly. They are the people of the land. They are nurtured and brought up in their motherlands. That is what they are. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I have another 70, not like you, whose totality of the Goyish nations, they're 70, that the 10, which has the koyach to be ma'aged. But what is it ma'aged? It's ma'aged 10 countries, nothing to do with individuals. The countries are not oimed lifnei Hashem, individuals are oimed lifnei Hashem. Our 70 is the 70 of nefesh, shivim nefesh. There we're talking about shivim countries. That's not the same 70, but they are parallel to one another. So there's 70, there's 70, and that lays ke'ilu the battle lines of what mankind is going to go through history, that the goyim, whose nature is established by the countries in which they live, they will be misnaged to Klal Yisrael. Why is it called Sinai? Shemisham yod sinner la'olam. There's a sinner to the Avdei Kachavim. And so they are going to be opposite the Bnei Yisrael, whose 70 is the optage of a nation which is energized by the Ribbono Shel Olam in its midst. And that's why the pasuk goes on over there in Devarim. Goes right on. What happened over there? That Yatzev Gevulos Amim L'Mispa B'nei Yisrael Ki Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. That's the pshat. That we're the Chelek Hashem, we're the Segula of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, in order to define us, we don't need to be defined by the country in which we live. We are defined as having Yiddish and Neshamas. And we don't need a country. Witness the fact, after Ki Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa, so what steht, Yimtzoehu Be'eretz Midbar. You know where he really made the acquaintance of his Klal Yisrael? The formation into a nation that happened in Mitzrayim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam told Yaakov in Vayigash. He says, don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim, because I'm going to go with you. Vayom anochi ho'el Elohei avicho al tiro merodo Mitzrayimah, ki legoi gadol asim chasham. I'm going to make you into a great nation there in Mitzrayim. So we'll soon see what the nature is of that great nation. Balkol Ponim, that was the Am he made in Mitzrayim. But where did he find out the echos of that Am? Where did he find out that the Am was tucker clicking in the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that Am to click? Oh, Yimtzoehu Be'eretz Midbar, Zot Rashi. What did he find them over there? where is it, Yud? Oh, Yimtzaya Be'eretz Midbar. Oysa Motzalay Ne'emanim Be'eretz HaMidbar. Shekiblu Aleyem Teirosoy, Malchusoy, Ve'uloy, Mashloy Osi Yishmoel Be'esof. They came into their own in the Midbar. Where, what, in the Midbar? How can you have a nation in the Midbar? Where are your homes? I tell you where their homes are. What happened? Yimtzaya Be'eretz Midbar, V'soyu Yilel Yishimon, and then in the terrible desert, Yisoy Ve'venu. He made a home for them. He made a communal home with the Anane covered around them. Yevona Neho, he gave them a cultural life. He gave them to understand. He gave them a Torah. He gave them a chance to live. Yitzreno Ki'ishon Eino. I think that that's such an enormously significant phrase. And he guarded them like a person guards his eye. So, I guess in the Pshuta Shel Mikro, what the Shtetaten is, that he was very careful with them. He was machshev them very much. Just like a person is machshev his eye very much, so the Rebbein Shem was machshev us very much. Yeah, but in the Torah, there's no stam kacha. They could have made 50 other things which people care about a lot. I think that Dotten Shtet, that we are his Einayim. We are the scouts, Keilu, whom the Rebbein Shem sent down into this world. What do scouts do? What do the spies do? They look around, they see what's needed over here, what's needed over there. We have a tafket down here. The Rebbein Shem said, you know where your home is. I'll make you a wall. Aren't they covered? You want to know, I'll give you everything that you need. That you should have a cultural life, you should understand, you should be able to learn Torah, to lie in Torah, to recognize what life is all about. And you know why? Because I have to look after you, because you are my eyes. You are the ones who are going to see in this world what is needed, and you're going to follow those needs. So now, not the pshat is that you're like the other people. You're a nation, but you're not like them. You don't need a country. For you, the Anane Kovod are enough, the Torah is enough, the being the Einayim of the Rebbein Shalom is enough. And you don't need it, you're in the Midbar. There's no, you can't even live here, except through Nes. That is your nature. Your nature is somebody who is defined, whose ethos is planted or imposed upon it by the Rebbein Shalom. Ki Chelek Hashem Amar, Yaakov Chelek Nachaloso. So that is this Am Yisrael which came into being in Mitzrayim and sort of was tested and found correct in the Midbar. Yimtzu'eyu Be'eretz Midbar V'soyu Yilel Yishimon. And he said, this is your home, theoretically. Your home is here. Here are your walls. Here's your bina. You are my eyes. You will be protected. Kinesha Yoitinah, Gazelov Yerachev. This is you. Zamoyer de Gezach. It touches up what Klal Yisrael is and how we're supposed to live. In that context, we need to be Ma'ayan now a little bit more in the nature of Sefer Shemois and how everything really fits together very nicely. We read in the Ramban about what Sefer Bereshis was and that the switch is now to the Golos and the Geula Mimeno. Now let's talk about the Geula, because the Ramban in his Hakdoma to Sefer Shemois doesn't only tell us what happens at the beginning, but he also tells us what happens at the end. V'hinei ha-golos einena nishlam. The Golos in which we went into now at the beginning of Shemos will not be completed, it won't be over. Ad yoim shuvam el mekomam ve'el malos avosom yoshuvu. That it'll only come back, it'll only be finished, the Golos, when they come to their place, to Eretz Yisrael, but not just the geographic Eretz Yisrael, but El Malas Avoisam Yeshuvu, that they'll return to the Malas Avoisam. Now, Ukishiyotsu mi Mitzrayim, Aval Pishiyotsu mi Beis Avodim, they were taken not slaves anymore, but Adayin Yechoshvu Goylem. They were still in Golos. Kihoyo Be'eretz Loilahem. They were wandering about the Midbar. Nevuchim Ba'Midbar. Ukeshebo El HaSinai. Ve'osu HaMishkan. Ve'shova Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'hishre Shchinoso Be'neihem. And he was Mashre Shchina in them. Oz Shovu El Malos Avaisam. they weren't only in their country, but they were where the Malas Avoisam was. Because what was the Malas Avoisam? Sheho Yosoid Eloya Ale Eloheim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlalom rested on the Oihel of the Ovis. That's, we all remember that from the end of Chayasoro when Yitzchok brought Rivka home. So all the three things came back. And one of them was that the Onan was on the Oihel. The Heim Heim Ham Merkova, whatever that means. But Oz Nechshuvu Geulim. Only then are they really free. V'lochein nishlam ha-sefer hazeh v'shlima inyan ha-mishkan u'v'yoyz kvayt Hashem mole oysoy tomet. That we can wait for to Pikude. But that is what it's all about. Now let's touch that up. That means like this. We became slaves in Mitzrayim, and then there's a geula. So what is the nature of that geula? You have to figure it like this. When we came into Mitzrayim, we were precisely what we were supposed to be. See, and that is now, we'll get back to the post. We said before, we'll get back to that. Ve'ele shemois b'nei Yisroel ha'boim Mitzrayimah, es Yaakov ishu ve'solbo. Now remember, this was a very different B'nai Yisroel than the ones we had already met in Vayigash. So now they're the B'nai Yisroel, ha'boim Mitzrayimah, es Yaakov. Why is there this stress of Es Yaakov? For some reason, the Rishonim on the art, at least in the Mikros Gedolos, which I have, I don't see that they really talk about this Es Yaakov. What is the significance over here? But the emes is that I don't think we can find the significance of this Es Yaakov until we think of the Ramban, which we just now learned. How did the Ramban touch up what the Ovis were? How did the Ramban touch up the Ovis? Ukeshebo el ha-Sinai v'osu ha-Mishkan v'shav ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hishre shenosa b'neihem os shavu el ma'alas avosam shehoyu sod eloa alei oholeihem. That's who the Ovis were. The Ovis were people who lived with the Rebbeinu Shalom's Shechina over their tent. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen any Makairas. I just don't know whether over Yaakov's house in Goshen, whether there was also the Onan Kosher on the oil. But the Ramban says that the nature of the Ovis was that there was Soid Eloya Alei Olehem. So the pshat is like this, that the first pasuk in Sefer Shemois, see, it's, yeah, we have to start getting into the habit of learning psukim carefully. Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisroel ha'boim Mitzrayimo Es Yaakov. What does it mean that they came Es Yaakov? It means they came as a people on whose oil the Shechina is resting. They came with Yaakov. Like on the one hand, you might have supposed that the Rabbeinu Shem could have managed things differently. Why does he have to schlep Yaakov into this terrible golus in Mitzrayim? In the last years of his life, he has to be in Chutz La'aretz. The Teretz is because the Es Yaakov touched up who was this people who were in Golus in Mitzrayim. And only when we know who they were, we can figure out how relative to these people, relative to people who are the kind of people that they were, how by them does freedom express itself. And that's what the Ramban says, that Sefer Shemois only ends when the Mishkan is there and the Onan is on the Mishkan, and the Hoyo Soide Loya Alei Eloheim, and Lochein Nishlam HaSefer HaZeh V'Hashlima Inyan HaMishkan U'V'Yoyz Kvoit Hashem Mole Oysay Tomet, the Rebbeinu Shem is there, then we're out. In other words, like this, the Kesher, which is Makasha together, the Sefer Shemois, is, it starts over here and ends over here, it's B'diyuk, the same story. It starts with the formation of Klal Yisrael, defined by being Es Yaakov. That means by being in the presence of a Yaakov, where the Soid Eloya Alei Eloheim, and I don't know whether I mentioned that before, but the emes is you have to understand that that is what's meant in Vayigashtaka. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom say to Yaakov? He said, Al tiru meredom Mitzrayimah, ki legoy gadol ha-simcha sham, onoichi eireit imcho Mitzrayimah. You have to understand, I'm coming with you to Mitzrayim. What does that mean? that the Rabban Hashem is coming with us to Mitzrayim. That means it's going to be Soide Loya Aleh Oleim on Yaakov Avinu also. I'm going to be with you there in Mitzrayim. Vanochi Ale Osho, what does it say? Vanochi Alcho Gam Olo. And I'm going to be with you when you get buried in Eretz Yisrael. Vanochi Alcho, Rashi says, Hivticho Lios Nikva Boretz. That means I'm going to be there the whole time that you're there, I'm going to be there. That is Soide Loya Aleh Oleim. So the Yidden understood the moment that they entered Mitzrayim. The Yidden understood this is who we are. We are this 70 Nefesh. We are these people whose ethos is formed not by the country in which we live, but by the Ribbono Shloim who's there. And he's right there because we came into Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shloim didn't allow Yaakov to die peacefully in Eretz Yisrael with Yosef at his side over there. But he schlepped him to Mitzrayim because we needed him there. We needed him there in order to touch up who we are. The answer is, we are the people who live all our national lives as Yaakov, together with Yaakov, together with him in whom was manifest the Soid Eloya Alei Oleim, and that is who we are. And that is why we're not out of Mitzrayim until we get to that point. The Mishkan, which we built in the Midbar, and on which ultimately the Onon rested, was the replacement of Yaakov Avinu. That was the Eis Yaakov. It's a Moyer de Gezach, just like Avur, just before we finish quickly, just the last couple of weeks for some reason, we're talking a little bit about phrase that the strange halachas in the Torah, which we don't really understand so much. Many of the things which the Torah lays down, we would have thought a little differently. Somebody compiled a whole list of things which it says in the Torah, which we would be used to say, maybe a different system might be better. Explain to them that the word is like this. The reason why we think that a different system might be better is because we don't look upon ourselves with the right mabot. We don't know really what it means to be Yidden. What it means to be Yidden is to live in the presence of Yaakov Avinu, where it's Soid Eloi Aleo Lehem. That every step that we take, every aspect of our lives, what we do, what we don't do, how we sleep and how we wake, how we walk and how we talk, it's all there in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we stand three times by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, and we talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Loshen Ato, that's different. It makes one completely different. And the standards that we sort of automatically think are reasonable standards for a reasonable society, because we don't know anymore what the Jewish society looks like. We haven't had that experience of having Yaakov Avinu in our midst with the Soid Eloya Alei Oleham. But this is the new actor in our history whom we meet over here in Sefer Shemais, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, Eis Yaakov. That's who we are. And that is how the rest of Sefer Shemais has to be understood.